friendship sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you, hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Even though it's Monday, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Even though it's Monday, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Friend, how you doing? Nope, don't have to check your calendar. Don't have to readjust your radio dial. I am not Mark Burns. It's Joey Kroll spending some time with you on this August the 19th, 2013. Just a busy week happening here. And Mark asked if I can take the reins on Monday, and as he'll have a special guest on Thursday and Friday, and actually all this week, and we'll talk more about that here. But hey, it's so good to be spending some time with you. How was the weekend? All right. Did you have a good time with the family? Some downtime maybe? We didn't get much downtime whatsoever this weekend. Friday night, my wife and I, we went on a nice little date night. And then on Saturday, our boy Timothy turned 11 on Saturday. So we had a birthday party for him pretty much all day on Saturday. And then last night, yesterday, of course, we did the whole church thing, and that in itself takes up for about the half of the day. But last night we went to the Illinois State Fair all as a family, and went to some Christian concerts that they had going on last night. And then here we are, it's Monday. So we didn't have a lot of downtime, but I pray that you did, and I pray that you had some great family time, such as we did. We had a lot, some good family time this past weekend, so that's always nice. Well, coming up on, tomorrow for the Tuesday edition, of course, Mark will be in the studio with Elmer Zules from Mahomet, kind of hearing a little bit about his life journey as well, and Omar El Shell on Wednesday, and then, of course, Harold Green for Thursday and Friday. So lots of great stuff happening this week, and plus, we've been talking about it for several weeks now. It's the Israel Celebration coming up this Saturday, August the 24th. There's going to be a celebration. There's going to be live music, teaching, fellowship opportunities, food, and there's going to be some giveaways as well. It's going to be one event you don't want to miss. It's going to be in the Mahomet area, but you do need to register, though. That's quite important. You do need to RSVP. You can give us a call, 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. To RSVP, the Great News Radio Israel Celebration happening this Saturday beginning at 3 p.m. Well, coming up here on the Monday edition, we're going to be focusing on the love of Jesus. That's right. We're going to have devotions and music that focus on the love of Jesus. So I hope you can stick around right here on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee, all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.
I'll ever adore
That's right. You're listening to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we are focusing on the love of Jesus. In fact, I love what Paul writes in Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Friend, there isn't anything that can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. And Paul confirms that in Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. Nothing in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Focusing on the love of Jesus right here on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. And Romans chapter 8 verse 35 says, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? I'll tell you what, friend, one of his greatest promises to us is that nothing can separate us from the love of God. This clearly tells me that I cannot read God's love for me by my circumstances alone. And that's often my greatest temptation. How could a loving God allow this to happen to me? Anybody else like that? But the Lord never promised we would escape hardship, persecution, poverty, or danger. In fact, he promised the opposite. Jesus, in fact, said, in this world, you will face persecution. But the promise is that his love for us would be greater than any and all circumstances we might have to endure. Friend, don't ever judge God's love for you based on circumstances alone, but rather evaluate your circumstances from God's point of view, which is love. It's his main motive for everything that happens to you.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son and make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffer. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me to life. I know that it is finished.
Craig and Dean, and how deep the Father's love for us. Today, friend, if you haven't noticed, we've been focusing on the love of Jesus. Well, Karl Barth was a German theologian who dominated theology in the 20th century. And in 1962, 6 years before his death, he made his only visit to the United States. And one night he lectured at a seminary in Virginia. And after the lecture, he met with some students at a coffee shop for some informal dialogue, and someone asked him if there was any way he could summarize his vast theological findings. And a student asked, "What, in your judgment, is the essence of the Christian faith?" And Karl Barth paused for a moment. No doubt the others waited for some profound insight from this theological giant. They got their pens out and paper and were poised. Then he answered, "Yes, I can summarize in a few words my understanding of the Christian faith. Let me put it this way. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so." Friend, I believe Barth was right. At the heart of the Christian gospel is this simple affirmation: Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong.
Gaither Vocal Band and Jesus Loves Me. Amen and amen. Friend, with that same love that you have experienced from our Abba Father, I encourage you and I challenge you to share that love with those individuals that God puts in your path today, this week, and forever. Hey, don't forget, there's still room for you to join us for the Great News Radio Israel Celebration coming up this Saturday, the 24th. If you want more information or to RSVP, just give us a call, 217-367-7777. Well, I hope you can join us tomorrow for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends right here at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. And don't forget that Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me.